I think that it is a good news for the Congolese people as a whole, and of course for the government of this country, because Bosco Ntaganda is among those criminal elements who have disturbed totally and destroyed even the humanitarian and the security situation in the eastern part of our country. Having him brought to court will be a very big achievement for the peace process.
Will your government want the U.S. embassy to hand him over to your administration or hand it over to the International Criminal Court? Which is your preference?
Of course, we would prefer him to be handed over to our justice, but we know that international justice is in a position of suing him. So he can be handed over to Kinshasa, he can be handed over to The Hague. There is no problem for us. What we need is Ntaganda to be questioned about what he did, and what we need is him to be punished because of criminal acts he have committed against our people.
How soon is your government going to petition or ask the U.S. Embassy to hand Ntaganda over to either your government or hand him over to the ICC?
There is no doubt in our heart that the U.S. government will do what must be done. We are reminding that the U.S. government has offered a reward to anybody who will help these guys to be arrested, guys like Ntaganda. So there is no doubt. And we have maintained very, very close contact with our counterpart in the U.S. government as well as in the Rwanda government, because the two governments have to cooperate so that Ntaganda is sent to his judge.
What does this mean to your government effort to try to maintain peace and protect unarmed civilians in the eastern part of the country aided by MONUSCO?
This is a very big step in the good direction, because we think that like when people like Ntaganda and others will disappear in that region, we think that this will give a chance to the peace to that region. We think that we know that Ntaganda is not the only one. We know that others are still going here and there in the eastern part of our country. But when they remove one, we think that there is hope that this will teach a lesson to others.
What is the current situation on the ground in the eastern part of the country following the split between the M23 rebel group and the fighting going on between them?
We can't say that there is a big change, because this was fighting between the two criminal groups. So the fact that one of them won does not make much difference for our people. There are still criminal elements holding guns and ammunition within our country. So this is bringing a lot of concern to the government of Congo and to the people of Congo. We shall really enjoy only when all those criminal groups will disappear, when they will all give away their guns, when they will stop killing our people.